Mohammed Zaki, Deputy Director of Cambridge Service Alliance.
Mohammed, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Industry Conference podcast series today at your Cambridge Service Week Bridging to New Service Technology one-day conference here at the Moliere Centre. Tell me a little bit about your presentation. What's your presentation about?
So my presentation was about customer experience analytics and the application of machine learning to monitor and manage your customer experience. So the main lessons here, there is a lot of challenges of using the normal customer experience metrics, such as Net Promoter Score, overall satisfactions, or even the recent metrics, which is the how to develop an easy service, right, which is your rank. All of them has the same structures, which is rank your service or scale your service in terms of satisfaction from 0 to 10. It's easy, that's why every top management love to see the number, but what we came up from our research is not correlate with your revenues, is not correlate with your customer view when it comes to unstructured data, when you ask your customer how we can improve our services. So one of the key things that we try to advise here is actually you could capitalize on the data that you have in your business, the attitudinal data and the behavioral data to allow you to understand your customer better. One of the key things we came out is actually predicting promoter customers quite difficult. Predicting a detractor and a risky customer is quite easier. One of the key things came out from the machine learning analysis that we did is actually how you rank as well your promoter customers. Not all of them contribute monetary to your business similar to each other's. So it's actually wrong to just be classifying your customer into only three categories, promoter, detractor, and passive. Actually, there is a degrees in promoters, there is a degrees in passive, there is degrees in detractors. Now, with this insights, what firms can do with it? So one thing is actually how you can move your detractor and passive customers into promoters. That's the first type of things. So that's things as an actionable for businesses. The second, you know, how you move your lower promoter in the classes all the way to the upper promoter, right? And we here, we're not speaking about higher scores in the attitudinals actually buy from you more services or products so they can contribute to the profitability measurements in your firm. The second thing is actually, shall we ditch actually the quantitative number, right? Because it doesn't make any sense at all. And you should ask a simple question to your customers about how we can improve our services and collect that through the unstructured data, because we proved that from unstructured data, we can predict whether this customer is a complainer or actually liking our services or not. I think the third element that I emphasize in my presentations, there is another level of analysis using machine learning. You can do the sentiment scores, which is positive and negative. That's another simple score. So if you're going to go use a machine learning, you're saying this comment is positive, this comment is negative, or this comment is neutral, actually, it's like a simple, another simple thing. You have to dig the details inside what the customer's telling you about. To do that, you need to involve some of the psychology type of literatures, which is talk about discrete emotions. So we train the machines with a lot of discrete emotions. Here we talk about joy, surprise, fear, sad, rage. Because sometimes of our customers are different when they express their opinions in different channels. Some of them reach to the rage. Theoretically, it's been proven if your customer outraged from your service, in a couple of events, he will leave you. It's according to the business.
And it might spread to others.
And then going to go to the others. So sometimes customers saying that clearly and loudly in our channel, in the survey, in the social media, in all the levels that we're communicating with, and saying, I'm going to that type of competitors. So if you want to retain your customers, you need to capture all these type of elements. The last element here is actually the culture. We know that we came from different culture. Given that we are a global business, so we have customers all over the globe. So Eastern is different than the Western, okay? I think we train the model as well to identify that cultures. For example, in our example, we get two data sets from telecommunications offers, telecommunication companies from two countries, Serbia and UK. But psychology proved that actually people come from Serbia, they could express their opinion in a medium level, but that should be treated as a UK who's actually quite angry from the services. So that means, you know, the reactions of the firm has to be different according to the customers where his background and culture comes from. And that is really important. And the machine learning, you can train the machine learning to do so. If this a customer comes from that area, right, I have to deal with him differently and quicker than a customer comes from a different area. This is really the final thought is about it. Is actually we should really think deliberately about the one metric is not really enough to allow us to understand our customers. And if we want back to the speakers type of talks in the morning, they were focusing on how we can build a good user experience, personalized service for our customers. So we need to capture that right, and a simpler score wouldn't do that for us.
So this machine learning, Mohammed, it enables organizations to design and manage unique experiences for their customers, yeah, and analyze feedback in what you call a timely manner. It hasn't been done before. It's,
yeah,
unique.
Yeah, it is really unique. And actually, it has a context here, right? Because that is the importance of how you employ a technology to allow us to understand things better. And in that essence, is a customer experience, the human at the end. And you need to train the machine to allow us to understand the human, and that's why the emotion level is important, the culture level is important, link it to the quantitative number and the sales technique is important, which is make a lot of value for the businesses if they're going to run it.
So it's cross-cultural, it's many faceted, yeah, it's existing qualitative and quantitative data, yeah, and it can tell you what actions, yeah, what specific actions to take, yeah, to increase customer satisfaction and reduce friction.
Yeah.
It could be a mini revolution.
It's a mini revolution in terms of a changing thinking in terms of how we can monitor and manage. But a simple term, if you can't measure it right, you can't manage it. So basically, you need to use all the capabilities that you have in terms of the technology to allow us to understand our customer better, to design the right experience for him. Otherwise, other firms will do it for him and they're going to leave us.
How widely is this new technology and this new model and framework used now?
Yeah.
Have you recently introduced it and who's adopted it?
So we trained the model with some of our B2B collaborators and our CSA consortium. That was the first data sets that we had from one of the research that we're running with them. Secondly, we tried to use that techniques with some of the open data sources from social media just to enrich the model. And thirdly as well, we're trying to go to different sectors to basically scale that up and gain a lot of insights in different businesses over the time. Yeah. So it's mainly, at the moment, it's three sectors: asset heavy, telecommunication, and the last one is airline services.
And I suppose it's not just about retaining your customer base, but also getting your customer to really advocate your services,
yeah,
above those of your competitors.
Yes. It's basically how we can get back to the world of delighting our customers. I don't think personally that satisfaction is enough at the moment.
Or a tick or a like.
Or a tick or a like. Because basically it's your competitor can satisfy your customers. So why he choose you to do that? Maybe you are the best to do that, but to keep your customer in your pocket, you need to monitor the different interactions and different touch points he talks to you or he's communicating with your services, and all the time how you redesign it, how you improve it over time. To do that, you need some of the machine learning capability to monitor that on the background to allow you to make this happen. But also another element I emphasize in my presentation is it has to be real time. Given the digital and physical space that we have and the capability in the technology, we could capture data in real time and we can build an architecture that allow us to understand what's going on in the field at the moment.
Well, that certainly is revolutionary and exciting. Would you say it's exciting?
It is exciting. Thank you.
Dr. Mohammed Saki, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Industry Day, Cambridge Service Week, one-day conference, Bridging to New Service Technology. I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it as well.